da kraješ.
Šavaru, e, daj mi šava.
That was Paolo Humanyuk, and in there too was his buddy Evhen Suchowski. And the themes there were weddings and drinking and having fun and dancing, very danceable stuff. And I hope you used your special WRCT app to replicate the crystal set, because yeah, those are moldy oldies from the 20s and 30s. Anyway, next up is Michael Hurley. But first, let me tell you, you're listening to Massive Music Weekend on WRCT Pittsburgh. From Friday at noon to Sunday at midnight, we'll be spending 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands, including live performances from five local bands. You can visit WRCT.org to view the full schedule for our annual music marathon. So, you also need to know that we have friends at Plada Italian Street Food, and it's a spot for fresh, chopped salads, tossed pastas, and toasted piadas, which is their take on an Italian-style wrap. With five locations in the Pittsburgh area, they've got options to satisfy a variety of cravings. You can find Piada in the Northwest Mall, East Liberty, Shadyside area, Oakland on Pitt campus, South Hills near Mount Lebanon, and in the South Hills, Robinson area. You can follow Piatta on Instagram at Piatta Italian Street Food to stay up to date on all things Piatta. Listen, I got to apologize. I am nursing a brand new cold, so I'm a little out of breath. And hopefully it is tolerable. Don't you hate hearing people who have struggling to talk and breathe? Anyway, next up is a great, great artist, American spawned, named Michael Hurley. And Michael Hurley is a underappreciated gem, a national treasure, a musician, songwriter, visual artist with a sensibility of, well, he creates characters that are losers, juice heads, winos, weirdos, and it's all done lovingly, and it's all done charmingly, and he has such a great feel for character and a certain kind of patois that really makes you kind of feel like you're in a subset of interesting humanity. Lots of characters. So anyway, I got to tell you also that Michael Hurley has an extensive pedigree. He was one of the secret members, writers, don't know if he actually was a musician, with the very legendary Holy Modal Rounders. Big friend of Peter, what's his name? But the leader of the Holy Modal Rounders, who exists now. They've gone through different incarnations, and Peter has been the constant. But anyway, without further ado, let's go.
You gotta find me. You got to find me. You can't find me. Run away. Well, you can't find me. Why don't you run all day? I'm what they call a CC, a colorful character, a high-grade citizen, a paragon of virtue. All them things, they apply to me. You gotta find me, you gotta find me. You can't find me, run away. You can't find me, why don't you run all day? Well, how go the battle, my friend? You know you a mighty good man. Come on over to my house. I had 40 soup boot people there last night, and I fed them all long beef stew too. You gotta find me, you gotta find me. Well, you can't find me. Run away. No, you can't find me. Why don't you run all day? Well, I heal a dog of cancer. I heal any known disease. Hey, yeah, I tell you, you don't know, but the guru do. You gotta find me. You gotta find me. You can't find me. Run away. Well, you can't find me. Why don't you run all day? Well, I got me a garage in Cambridge, and bring in your broken down heat. 'Cause I can fix it twice as fast, and fix it twice as good, and I fix it up twice as cheap. You gotta find me. You gotta find me. Well, you can't find me. Why don't you run away? Well, you can't find me. Run all day. I'm what they call a ZZC, a zigzagging citizen.
You're what they call a CC, colorful chickadee. Come to my house, make love to me. You gotta find me. You gotta find me. You can't find me. Why don't you run away? Well, you can't find me. I think you should run all day. 'Cause I heal a dog of cancer, I heal any known disease. You come and listen, Lord, I say, I give you more religion than a dog has fleas. You got to find me. You got to find me. Ah, run away. 'Cause you can't find me. Run all day.
If whiskey and women, they could leave me alone. Oh no, oh.
Poison sugar crawling out of the barn to the weeds to die, rolling his eyes, eyes, eyes. My molasses broke my glasses and the moon came up. She got red eyes, eyes, eyes. The werewolf rides and everybody hides. He won't be scared when it dies, look in his eyes. Eyes, eyes. Marilyn Monroe pointed her toe, crawling out of the pool from the water so cool. Camera flashes, flashing back from her eyes. Eyes. Smokey the Bear standing there in front of the woods, all black and bare, tears in his eyes. Eyes. Sleeping through the day, there was nothing I wanted to see. I closed my eyes, eyes,
hands we had to hold. We was drunk in Tennessee. She got drunk, as drunk as me. She run up the hill, she cried and cried. I run down the other side. Oh, sweet Lucy. Oh, sweet Lucy. Oh, sweet Lucy, let me go. Took my wine, they put us in jail, $100 fine. I could hear her crying over the wall in the women's detention hall. I got on the phone, my mama spoke. Sorry, son, but your mama's broke. Oh, sweet Lucy. Seems like sorrow lives in the air. In the wide open skies of California, there was sorrow way out there. Five get you ten that you don't get past. Five get you ten that you better go fast. Oh, sweet Lucy. Uh-huh. But they had a fight. They broke the jukebox. They broke the light. Big old fluke weighed 300 pounds. Fell on Harry when Harry fell down. Oh,
sweet Lucy.
Ah, sweet Lucy. Ah, sweet Lucy, let me go. Says, give me that wine. I said, honey, quit drinking sometime. She said, snark, it's not my fault. Had to eat my pork chop without no salt. She run up the hill, she cried and cried. I run down the other side.
you when away. Sun somewhere and it will be rising soon. We got to go with the moon. Better put the shoesies on before you die the clothes. You'll catch about the wind of when again in the door.
nobody, nobody, nobody knows how much I love the maid as I tear off her clothes. Crying, nobody, nobody knows my pain. When I see that it's risen, that full moon again,
folks. Hope you enjoyed. That was Michael Hurley, and prior to that was Paula Humanyuk, and from Rinky Dink to a little bit of sedate vamping, whatever. This is Dr. Nomia, and I want to let you know that coming up very next is Mando Richard, host of the wonderful Black Diamond whiskey before breakfast. Anyway,
you need some whiskey before breakfast.
I need a good shot of antibiotic again. It's been crazy. Anyway, see you guys and enjoy. He's got something really good and special.
Hey everybody, I'm Mando Richard. Welcome to an hour of guitar players that if you're under the age of 30, you may have forgotten about. First up will be Doc Watson, and then it'll be a half hour of Tony Rice. And before I go any further, I should tell you that you're listening to Massive Music Weekend on WRCT Pittsburgh. We started Friday at noon and are going all the way to Sunday at midnight for 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands, including five local bands performing live. And we've got the full schedule up at wrct.org. So enjoy that. Now here comes what I consider Doc Watson's big hit. It's a song written by Jimmy Driftwood. And other than that, I'm just going to push play.
Along about 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have got through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on the Tennessee stud. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's pa, and one of her brothers was a bad outlaw.
sent her a letter by my Uncle Fudd. Then I rode away on the Tennessee Stud. The Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud. We drifted on down into no man's land. We crossed that river called the Rio Grande. Then I raced my horse with a Spaniard's foal till I got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and the gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell with a thud, and I got away on the Tennessee Stud. He was fast. The Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and the devil was a horse like the Tennessee Stud. Then I got just as lonesome as a man can be, a dreaming of a girl in Tennessee. The Tennessee Stud's green eyes turned blue, cause he was a-dreamin' of a sweetheart too. So we loped right back across Arkansas. I whooped her brother and I whooped her paw. And when I found that girl with the golden hair, she was a-riding on the Tennessee mare. Whoa, boy! Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud. Stirrup to stirrup and side by side, across the mountains and the valleys wide. Came to Big Muddy, then we forded a flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee Stud. There's a pretty little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse coat playing around the door. I love that girl with the golden hair, and that Tennessee Stud loves the Tennessee mare. Boy, they was good horses. The Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve, the muscle, and the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud.
Playing Doc's guitar from his 1964 album, Doc Watson. That was the first one he put out on Vanguard. And before that, we opened up the show with Doc and his son Merle and T. Michael Coleman on the bass doing Tennessee Stud live at the Boarding House, May 3rd, 1974, out in the Bay Area of California. That's from a collection called Bear Sonic Journals. Never the Same Way Once. Yeah. That's the way it was with Doc. You never knew how he was going to play or sing a song. This next track features his lovely baritone vocal, and this might be the prettiest song he ever sang. It's from his 1966 Southbound record, and it's called Alberta.
Alberta, let your hair hang low. I saw her first on an April morn, as she walked through the mist in a field of hay. Her hair lit the world with its golden glow, and the smile on her face burned my heart away. Alberta, let your hair hang low. Alberta, than your apron can hold, if you'll only let your hair hang low. I thought my golden time would last, but the field of hay was soon cut down. In a short few weeks, it all was past, and my golden girl, just a painful song. Alberta, what's on your mind? Alberta, what's on? My heart is so sad, 'cause you treat me so bad. Alberta, what's on your mind? Alberta, let your head.
This next tune, Black Mountain Rag, is sort of, well, partly my own style of flat picking. Anyway, nobody showed me how to do it. I just picked it up.
It's great to be hearing from some of you. I'm Mando Richard, and this is a half hour of Doc Watson. And you just heard the Black Mountain Rag, and before that, you heard him sing Alberta. Now, coming up next is Hank Bradley and the fiddle, Rick Shubb on the banjo, and Doc Watson on the guitar. And Ryan, you need to listen to the rhythm runs that Mr. Watson, Dr. Watson, plays underneath the fiddle on this one. Bill in the Low Ground from the Berkeley Folk Festival in about 1962.
Is that a reminder?
Wow. Those leads were pretty hot too, weren't they? Coming up next, Doc on banjo with his son Merle on guitar.
And now for another kind of ballad. This one is sort of a ballad and the blues combined.
Went out one night for to make a little round. I met a little Sadie and I shot her down. Went back home and I got in my bed. 44 spoke less under my head. Waked up the next morning about 9:30. The hacks and the buggies all standing in line. The gents and the gamblers standing all around. Taking little Sadie to her burying ground. I began to think of what a deed I'd done. I grabbed my hat and away I run. Made a good run, but a little too slow. They overtook me in Jericho. I was standing on the corner reading the bill when up stepped the sheriff from Thomasville. And he said, young man, ain't your name Brown? Remember that night you shot Sadie down? I said, yes, sir, my name is Lee, and I murdered little Sadie in the first degree and the second degree. If you got any papers, won't you read them to me? Took me downtown, dressed me in black, they put me on the train and started me back, crammed me back in that Thomasville jail, and I had no money for to go my way. Judge and the jury that took their stand. The judge had the papers in his right hand. 41 days and 41 nights, 41 years to wear the ball and the stripe.
Jam was Doc Watson on the guitar and Junior Husky on the bass doing Cannonball Rag from that 1972 triple LP set Will the Circle Be Unbroken that came out on United Artists. That's a project organized by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and Roy Acuff said yes, he'd join. Earl Scruggs said yes, he'd join. Merle Travis said yes, he'd join. Maybe Al Carter joined. Doc Watson joined. But Bill Monroe said, I'm not going to play with them hippies. Well, anyway, I sure hope you enjoyed Little Sadie and Cannonball Rag. This next song is from out in California, recorded May 4th, 1974. It's going to be Doc and his son Merle both playing guitars and T. Michael Coleman on the bass. That's a song that, before I ran into this Bear Sonic Journal's Never the Same Way Once compilation, I had never heard Doc sing it before. It's an old song called South Coast.
This is called South Coast. Yeah.
1, 2.
Mm-hmm.
maestro, and my father's a Spanish grandee. But I won my young wife in a card game to the devil with those lords of the sea. But the South Coast is so wild and lonely, though you might win in a game, and hold on, for the lion still rules the bronca, and a man there is always alone. One night I gambled up in Holon with a tough old sea captain named Juan. And after I'd taken his money, I staked all against his daughter Dawn. I picked up the ace and I'd won her, and my heart, it fell down to my feet. But it sprang to my throat the next moment, like a young summer's day, she was sweet. Then he opened the door to the kitchen, and he called the girl out with a curse. He said, take her now, damn her, you've won her. Yes, you've got her for better or worse. Her arms, they soon tightened around me as we rode down the hill to the south. But not a word did I hear from her that day, nor a kiss from her pretty young mouth. Oh, the South Coast is so wild and lonely, though you might win in a game, and hold on, for the lion still rules the bronco, and a man there is always alone. That year was a good, happy winter, as we carved on a cradle of pine by the fire in our new-builded shanty. There I sang with that sweet wife of mine. But one night I got hurt in a landslide, a crushed hip with twice broken bones. Then Dawn saddled up the pony like lightning, and she rode out for the doctor and hold on. But the lion screamed in the bronca, Bucky bolted and he fell on the slide. My young wife lay dead in the moonlight. That night my heart died with my bride. Yes, the South Coast is a wild place and lonely, though you might win in a game and hold on, for the lion still rules the bronco, and a man there is always alone.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed that. That was, I think that was Merle Watson who actually did the solo there in the middle of that. That was Doc and Merle Watson doing South Coast. And so what do we have up next? Oh, we've got something where he's playing with his grandson, Richard Watson. Yeah, Merle Watson was killed in a tractor accident on the Watson family farm, and Doc was really hurt by that, but he kept playing, and this next track is from 1999. Doc and his son Richard doing an old standard, Moody River.
Saturday evening, I came to the old oak tree. It stands beside the river where you were to meet me. On the ground, your glove I found with a note addressed to me, and it read, "Dear love, I've done you wrong, now I must set you free. Moody river, more deadly than the vainest knife. Moody river, your muddy water took my baby's life." Into your muddy waters, and what did I see? I saw a lonely, lonely man just looking back at me. Tears were in his eyes and a prayer on his lips, and with the glove of his lost love there at his fingertips. Night. Moody river, your muddy waters took my baby's life. Moody river, your muddy waters took my baby's life.
Come up next, going to hear an instrumental with Doc and his son Merle. They're going to do a medley of Salt River and Bill Cheatham. And while he's introducing, I just thought I'd tell you that if you've heard of the Merle Fest Festival that was started out in North Carolina in Merle's honor, I sure hope you enjoyed Doc and Richard Watson's doing Moody River. And in the background, you're hearing Salt River get started with Doc and Merle Watson. And we'll close with a gospel number from Doc Watson and his wife, Rosalie, doing a song that she wrote called Your Long Journey.
You.
comes the half hour of Tony Rice. Sorry, but during the fiddle break, I gotta do some station business. This is Massive Music Weekend on WRCT Pittsburgh. We started at Friday at noon, and we're going all the way to midnight tonight for 60 straight hours of our favorite artist, half hour at a time. And we've even got five local performances. You can visit WRCT.org to view the full schedule for our annual music marathon. Sundays. Massive Music Weekend is brought to you by Piatta Italian Street Food, a spot for fresh chopped salads, tossed pastas, and toasted piattas, their take on an Italian-style wrap. Five locations in the Pittsburgh area. They've got lots of options to satisfy whatever your craving is. You can find Piatta in the Northway Mall, East Liberty Shadyside area, Oakland on Pitts Campus, South Hills near Mount Lebanon, and in the South Hills Robinson area. You can follow Piatta on Instagram at Piatta Italian Street Food to stay up to date on all things Piatta. In the background, you're listening to Tipper from Tony Rice and his pals. This is from his Me and My Guitar record, which came out, I believe, in 1986. All right, we better get back to it before Tony Rice takes his next lead.